Ah, the calmness of it all. That must mean Sinagra's in the house. Dr. Ron Sinagra, Sunrise Wellness Center, Sayville, right off the Sunrise Highway, around the service road there, right before Lakeland Avenue, folks. If you haven't been there yet, you're in for a treat. The great Sinagra, you can get a consultation. It'll be free. 631-563-1444. And read about it on the great website, Sunrise Wellness Center. LI.com. First of all, I want to say thank you to the good doctor who helped me out last week, taped something with him. He was phenomenal. Coming to a theater near you soon. And I thank you for that, sir. Good stuff. We'll get into that at a later date. But how you feeling?
Good morning. Everything's well on this end. I'm just 4 hours. There's a lot going on. I mean, it's if you don't laugh, you're gonna cry. It's just craziness. Yeah. Hey, I want to bring something into perspective. I thought you'd like this. I'm a science buff. You know, I like this stuff on the planets and this. So I was watching the show, and they're talking about the closest planet that could be inhabitable for like Earth. And it's Proxima Centauri. It's a dwarf planet. It's 4.2 light years away from the Earth. And so that means traveling at the speed of light, it would take you 4.2 years. And according to Einstein, nothing can travel the speed of light. Do you know how many miles you cover at the speed of light for 1 year?
Let me figure this out. Do the math. Give me about 25 minutes. Hold on. You know what? We don't have that much time. Can you tell us?
6 trillion. So going the speed of light, you only cover 6 trillion miles.
Wow.
Our debt's 29 trillion. I mean, can you wrap your head around that? Think about it.
You know, there was a movie that came out a couple of years ago about forming life on another planet because the Earth was was becoming inhabitable at the time. Because of various elements that were taking place. I think there was like a massive drought in the movie that took place. You know what? Nothing's out of the realm, right? But they're probably going to have to do a little bit better in the traveling issue there.
Yeah, but I'm really concerned about the national debt. I think it's, you see Congress passing bills like like a drunken sailor. Except as Ronald Reagan said, that's not fair to a drunken sailor. He's only spending his money. And, the other thing is, did you hear our illustrious governor?
Oh, with the executive orders? With who?
You didn't hear the governor's speech yesterday, the talk she gave?
As far as the mandate and the executive orders and everything else?
People getting vaccinated, and she said, I'm a Catholic, and Jesus would want you to be vaccinated, and there's a lot of people that aren't being good Catholics out there, and I want you to be my apostle, I'm listening to this going, this is the most bizarre speech I've ever heard from a politician in my entire life.
You know,
as well as I do, when politics infiltrates healthcare and science, it usually becomes a complete disaster. And like
here's the deal.
Everything else.
I don't know what's happened to Kathy Hochul. I don't know. You know,
didn't hear her speech?
I did. I heard. Yeah. I mean, I heard excerpts of it, and you know, we know about everything with the executive order. And listen, holier than now and everything else with the vaccine. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but linking vaccination and being a good Catholic and back then, she's going to tell me what Jesus would want me to do.
It's tough to hear her now. You know.
Yeah.
Listen,
it is.
I had her on a lot. I don't know what's happened to her. I really don't. I think when you get into office, you automatically endure some of the poison pill. You know,
I noticed this, that when people become the spotlight, especially politicians, they like it and they want to stay there and they get drunk on that power. And we saw that with Cuomo.
And
with Gretchen, was it Gretchen Whitmer?
Yep.
I mean, she was a tyrant. But I don't want to get off on this today because we played the soft music to start the spot.
Listen, if you want, I always have the gloves ready. I think I had the gloves on last week. My hands are still sore, by the way. Still sore.
Yeah, so, that's a good one. No, but I want to talk about an important issue that's important as for everybody, especially after the pandemic, because we all seem to put on a few pounds, and it's the liver. And I want to discuss strategies to restore and protect proper liver function as we age. It's so important. As we age, the liver volume and blood flow are reduced, and that impairs our liver from clearing out toxins and drugs and pesticides and BPA from plastics. And our world's toxic, Jay. It gets more and more. We see the commercials on TV about glyphosate, and there was the plume in Bethpage, and, you know, we're, the world is more toxic now, and it looks like we're not getting much better. And our biggest safeguard against toxins in our environment is our liver. And one of the biggest threats to our livers is this thing called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And this is accumulation of fat in the parenchyma, the body, the meat of the liver. And it's also associated with non-alcohol abuse. So non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is not related to alcohol damage to the liver, but it's the primary cause of damage to the liver in the country. And the reason for that is the way we get fatty liver and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is an accumulation of triglycerides. And remember, triglycerides are not fat you eat. That's conversion of excess carbohydrates into triglycerides. And they start to infiltrate the meat of the liver, and that causes the liver to start to malfunction. And it can become sclerotic and fibrotic. It can lead to cirrhosis. But the major cause of this problem is obesity and insulin resistance. And for people that don't understand insulin resistance is when you have such a high carbohydrate diet that your pancreas is pumping out so much insulin, your cells become resistant to it. And the best, you know, analogy I can give is, you know, when you were a teenager and you drank one beer, you got intoxicated. But in college, you could drink 12. Well, what happened? You got resistant to the alcohol. Well, that same process happens with our own insulin. So now, even though our pancreas is functioning properly, our cells become so resistant to that insulin, we can't lower blood sugar. And that's the primary causes of type 2 diabetes. And over time, the liver has to keep converting these excess carbohydrates into triglycerides, and it starts to infiltrate the liver cells, and it becomes a real big problem. It's not just obesity and type 2 diabetes. I came up with a five-part thing with the formation of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And, of course, number one is obesity, insulin resistance, and the buildup of these triglycerides in the liver. And, you know, type 2 diabetes is ravaging the country. Just walk around a food court in the mall. Just take a look at pictures of people on the beach in the 70s and take a picture of people on the beach in 2020. Obesity and type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance is a big problem. The second one that's a massive problem, which I didn't realize, is BPA, which is biphosphate A. That's from plastics. So if you have plastic containers in your house, throw them out. Just get rid of them. Just get rid of plastics. Don't drink out of plastic. Just get away from plastics. It's not worth it. It's not healthy for your kids. Never put plastic in a microwave with food in it. That is like insanity. But these toxins, these BPA, are damaging to the liver.
Let me interject here, my friend. You bring up a great point with the plastics. Now, I'll tell you something that I do, and I have to catch myself. When you bring water into a car, bottled water, okay?
And
now,
it gets hot.
You let it sit there, okay? You let it sit there. Might be a couple of days. Temperatures get up there. We know, you know, it feels a little warm. Maybe it's a little misleading. You have the AC on in the car. The bottle's somewhat cool. And then all of a sudden, guess what? You start drinking the water. Then you catch yourself saying, wait a minute, this water's been in this car. That's something that I've done. You're basically saying, don't do that, right? Throw it. Don't drink plastic.
It's you know, I don't understand the problem with using glass. Glass is inert. It does not interact with anything that is any. The container of glass does not interact with its liquids inside of it. I think the real problem with glass was the weight of distributing it, you know, because it was a lot heavier than plastic. But plastics are just not good. You know, we went out and last year and we got all like Tupperware-like containers, but we got them out of glass. I just wanted to get rid of all that stuff. So, and also what I didn't know is that this BPA from plastics is also a primary cause of type 2 diabetes. So it's important to understand that keeping our liver functioning in this toxic world, especially as we age, as our blood volume flow to the liver, and the liver's, I mean, look, as we age, our body does nothing like it used to. I mean, that's just the way it is. Let's continue. Number one was obesity. Number two was the BPA. Number three is cortisol. And cortisol is an adrenal hormone, and that's your stress hormone, as opposed to adrenaline, which is your fight-or-flight hormone. Cortisol is released when we're in stressful times, and excess cortisol actually damages the liver. And the problem that we have with, you know, your adrenal glands are kind of like passing gear in your car, and we're not supposed to be in fight or flight. We're supposed to live in rest and digest. And we have these adrenal engagements, adrenal activation. These moments are supposed to be temporary. When you activate cortisol, you shunt blood from the organs to the muscles, you slow down digestion, you slow down digestive enzyme production, you slow down tear production, saliva production. You know, now, due to this pandemic and the 24-hour-a-day incessant bombardment of fear, we've lived now for a year and a half, almost 2 years, in a crisis. And that's dangerous. And this excess cortisol is known to actually damage the liver's ability to detoxify. So there's a way to correct that too, and that's by stabilizing your glucose, exercise, and just disengaging from everything. But poor diet and stress is a big one. Number four is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO as it's known. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and here's what happens. This is pretty wild, because the bad in your gut, it's a garden, and we have the good bacteria, the lactobacilluses, and the bifido, and all the good stuff, and then we have the bad bacteria, and everything is in balance, and when we become out of balance, when the bad bacteria get overgrown, that leads to real serious health issues. The toxins from these bad bacteria are like gasoline to your immune system. And when they leak out of the gut, they fire up the inflammatory response in your body. And if there's one thing all of us have learned, I mean, what does every drug commercial start with? Inflammation. Inflammation, inflammation, inflammation. The digestive system is one of the most hardy systems we have. Think about a mammal in nature. I mean, look at what they're eating. They're constantly, you know, digging up for food and scurrying around and eating rotten food. And the digestive system has to be strong, and it has to be very, very resilient. But what doesn't animals in nature have that damage the gut? Alcohol. Ethanol destroys the gut lining. Antibiotics destroys the gut lining. Chlorinated water. Processed food. Massive stress, stress actually, and that cortisol affects the gut lining as well, as we just said. So it's important that we rebalance the what we call the microbiota, and we get that garden back in balance. When you learn what the good bacteria does in the gut, it's jaw-dropping. And let's see, where's my last one here? Oxidative stress. Now, Jay, everyone's heard of free radicals and antioxidants. Well, free radicals are damaging. They're an open molecule or an open atom. It's got an open electron. So it's highly chemical reactive, and it causes havoc in the body. And you get free radicals from X-ray, pollution, cigarette smoke, toxins, pesticides, BPH, excuse me, BPA. All these things are what we call free radicals. And we have a system to combat free radicals. It's our antioxidants from vitamin A, vitamin C, green tea, N-acetylcysteine, so on and so forth, vitamin D. What happens is when we get oxidative stress or we overload the body with so many free radicals that we start running out of antioxidants, and that's where trouble starts. And that happens a lot in the liver because the liver is the primary detoxification organ. So when your liver starts to run out of the free radicals, excuse me, the antioxidants, it's required. It starts to damage it. So we went through all of these, and there is good news. Every single one of these is correctable. And I see people with fatty liver all the time, and they've been told, they had sonograms, they've been told by their medical professional that they have fatty liver, but they don't seem to do much about it. And it's very correctable. And I put together a multi-point program just for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And it starts with, of course, diet change. You got to change your diet. You got to lower your insulin resistance. And you have to stop excess triglyceride formation. We eat too many simple carbs and simple sugars. It's killing us. We got to stop that. Number two is we use very powerful antioxidants that have this most incredible effect on the liver's ability to function. And the number one is N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine is an amino acid, but it becomes glutathione. The reason we don't give glutathione, it doesn't absorb very well through the gut lining. So we give you N-acetylcysteine. It's a harmless amino acid. It gets absorbed right away through your gut lining and then gets converted to glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant of the entire body and is the main antioxidant that's used for detoxification in the liver. So we use N-acetylcysteine, and then we combine it with something I think everyone will know about, milk thistle. Milk thistle is a strong liver detoxifier. Berberine is another one. It's a powerful botanical that actually helps lower blood sugar. It's antimicrobial, but it also is great for the liver. L-carnitine, which actually helps the body and the mitochondria in the liver function better, so the liver cells now have more energy. Lipoic acid and SAMe, which we all know is SAMe got real popular because it was used for depression and ADHD. And last but not least is probiotics and prebiotics to rebuild that gut. If we do all those things, we can actually repair the liver, and also we can maintain a functioning liver in a toxic world as we age. Most of my seniors that come in, their livers aren't working right, their cardiovascular system isn't working right, their kidneys aren't working right, their microbiome's off, they have high blood sugar, their gut's leaking. It's all so correctable. But when your healthcare consists of just taking a statin, a blood pressure pill, and metformin for blood sugar, you're never going to get healthy. And instead of treating what's wrong, not that instead of treating, but in conjunction with treating, try getting healthy. You can really reverse this.
The liver is the only organ in the human body that actually regenerates, right? So let's say you have a portion of your liver taken out. Am I right in saying that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why is it? Why just the liver? Why not a kidney? Why is it that the liver, we're so fortunate that the liver, and by the way, you know, you get a bad liver, you know, usually you hear about liver transplant, they're tough, you know, to get on a liver transplant list and everything else, but why is the liver the only organ, Dr. Sinagra, that really duplicates itself somewhat here?
I think due to the fact that it's the filter system. And the creator knew that that system at certain times could run into certain scenarios that were very damaging, either environmentally or physiological with what's going on with your health. So that system does repair itself. Look, you know, I've seen people with serious, serious, serious drinking problems where they were on the edge of death. And then you see them in a couple of years where they quit drinking and their bodies are back, their liver function returns to normal. You know, your body's an amazing regenerative system, but you got to give it the right things and do the right things. You know, the biggest issue most people have is when they start to do bad things, it's not that they do bad things. it's that becomes everything. So it's not that somebody drinks, it's that they drink every day. It's, you know, it's not that someone has bad food, they have bad food every day. You know, you people get into that lifestyle. It's not like someone's going out and doing drugs on Saturday night, but on, you know, Sunday through Friday, he's eating vegan and in the gym 3 days a week and meditating. No. People start to, you fall into that lifestyle, and, you know, now all of a sudden you give up all the good things, and your lifestyle is a set of consistently poor choices, and it leads to real damage. But they can be reversed.
Laid out for all of us as far as the liver. And listen, this is the only show in which you will hear a medical official tell you about everything, right? And, you know, Sinaga,
I've got a good one for next week. I'm putting together something for hearing.
What, vaccinations or no?
I'm sorry, buddy?
Oh, vaccinations next week or no?
Stuff. I got
no?
Hey, I got to ask you a question on vaccination.
Go ahead.
Because you're such a proponent. And I thought about this the other
time. Let me put the gloves on. Go ahead. You got a couple of minutes. Go.
It wasn't thinking about what happens. I mean, we went all in as a society. I mean, you can't turn the TV on without New York State coming on and pounding you with everyone get vaccinated. What if it turns out that this, remember, it is experimental. What if it turns out that this vaccination really isn't good and has side effects later on and it's, you know, was deemed a mistake? Boy, a lot of how do we explain that?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, what if we grow horns in the middle of our forehead? What
well,
if we grow?
Wait a minute, it's a little different.
What if we grow horsetail from the vaccine? What if the sky is a falling?
Well, I don't know.
What if the Mets win the pennant
on these vaccines?
We'll see about that one. What if the Jets go to the Super Bowl this year?
Don't be crazy.
What if?
I don't know. What if Pfizer has to pay another $12 billion for fraud? What if that happens? Oh. Come on. Next week I'll bring the gloves. We'll have some fun.
Okay. I'll time it. See, I had them on now because I don't take any chances with you.
Because
you threw something at me at 5:30 to the top of the hour. But listen, it's always a... Always a pleasure to have you.
Yes, always a pleasure to be on. And thank you for the opportunity on that little show we did together. I truly enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing how it works out.
Coming to a theater near you, the great Dr. Ron Sinagra, Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. Check out that website. He's the best in the business. I kid you not, he is the best in the business at 631-563 1444. Okay? That's the number you call. You get a free consult with the good man. All right? And he's a good man, I got to tell you. I can't wait. I can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks. So, look forward to that.
You have a great week, my friend. I'll talk to you next week.